Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Before you issue a DNR, as in do not resuscitate, or pull the plug on life support systems keeping someone alive, better pause to reflect on Lindsay O'Connor. She's the mother of 5 children, including a toddler who almost never really knew her mother. What happened to Lindsay to precipitate this? When baby Carolyn was born, Lindsay suffered devastating complications, including acute respiratory distress syndrome. That's often fatal in itself. Also, pneumonia, toxic blood infections, blood clots, kidney failure, and low blood pressure. Her husband was told that she had sustained brain damage from oxygen deprivation. She fell into a coma and was hooked up to a ventilator and feeding tube. Heroic measures kept her alive against all hope. Eventually, friends came to say goodbye. Standing with her pastor, one said, "So this is it?" He nodded. Another said, "She may see the face of Jesus today." A best friend, looking at a barely recognizable body, said, "Death is ugly, isn't it?" And having said a tearful goodbye, left deeply troubled. Her husband issued an order not to resuscitate, then rescinded it, issued another, and rescinded it as well. Then one day, thinking it was the next morning, Lindsay woke up to hear her husband say, "You've been here 47 days. Later that day, she slipped back into the coma for several more weeks, but eventually came back from the jaws of death. Lindsay O'Connor will likely see her children grow up, finish school, marry, and have their own children. But had her husband followed the advice of friends, including some medical personnel, having given her a few weeks to come out of it, he would have pulled the plug, and she would have missed it all. Speaking of what she went through, Lindsay says, "In spite of daily physical effects of the trauma, I've learned that radical obedience, in my case, having a baby at 40, is worth any cost. That prayer is inconceivably important, that miracles still happen, and I have a faith worth dying for," end quote. In the past few decades, we have had to face some issues which previous generations were not concerned with. At what point do you cease to sustain life? At what point do you say, "This individual is doomed to have a life not worth living, so let's pull the plug"? Lindsay O'Connor was a 40-year-old mother of 5. But what about the elderly gentleman twice her age? Say one who has lost his wife, has no family, no friends, and no longer wants to live. Should we say that the quality of his life has so deteriorated that to continue to feed him is a waste of resources? Question: was Lindsay O'Connor a complete person during those weeks when she was comatose? Unable to express herself, unable to speak, unable to love, to care, to weep, and to laugh. Then are the unborn equally persons, whole and complete, who have none to speak for them, who can only move, suck their thumbs, and receive nourishment from a feeding tube called an umbilical cord? Who has the right to play God and determine that those who have received the gift of life are no longer entitled to be able to sustain the same? The whole somewhat uncomfortable issue demands that we face another question: what is a person? Or when does a human cease to be a person? Frankly, I'd rather not face that issue. But my failure to do so may mean someone else does, someone not to be trusted. Should you think that these issues are simple, you better talk to Lindsay O'Connor's husband. He will tell you how he struggled with these life and death issues. There is a God in heaven, though, who cares about you and about the decisions that you make. May God help us to make decisions that are in accord with His will and purpose. You have just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh. You can download what you've just heard at our website, guidelines.org.